Unit 10. Different types of houses. 1. The first house I'm going to describe has been painted, has a chimney, and a lot of windows. It is usually attached to other houses on either side. Actually, there can be whole streets full of similar houses. 2. The next one has at least 2 floors, but often far more than that. And in this building, there is definitely more than one flat. A lot of people usually live in this tall building. 3. The next one is very similar to the previous one, but this time, the people who live there own their own flat. So there is no need for them to pay rent anymore. They usually have to pay back a mortgage instead. 4. Blocks of flats are usually located in urban areas, unlike our next building, which you will find in the countryside. It was built quite a long time ago and is typically rather small. 5. We've already heard plenty about tall buildings, new and old. The next type of house has room for at least one family, but they can only live on one floor. 6. 7. This brings me to the last two houses. They are often confused with each other. One stands completely on its own and is not attached to any other house, whereas the other one is.